Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network, where we've explored unexpected, coincidental, retributional death in the last segment. Babe, we're going to talk about death again in this segment. But before you do that, I'm Henry Reins.
I'm Mark Edge.
And we're here to talk about...
death being a fact of life.
Oh, not if the ones we're talking about can help it. That's right. There's four very powerful billionaires. There's more than four powerful billionaires, Mark. Actually, it sort of comes in the job description of a billionaire is... generally more powerful than the $100 that might be walking next to you down the street. Peter Thiel.
Hold on. I have some questions about this billionaire thing, because I have been in contact with a person who claimed to be a billionaire, whom I knew wasn't even close. And I wonder to myself...
How did you know that?
Because I can do the math.
Well, maybe you hadn't have all the variables.
It's true. I'm taking a guess. You know, like it's no in the sense that I believe strongly, not no in the sense that I had, proof. Anyway, I don't think anyone checks this billionaire thing. Mm. Like, I don't know whether it's how many assets you have, because it would be very easy to be a billionaire in the form of real estate. Comparative to other assets, for instance, you could have 90% of your real estate hot in a hock, and you would then claim 100% of the real estate.
Well,
right?
You shouldn't.
Well, you shouldn't, and that's I guess a foregone conclusion. But that would
be very poor math.
Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know who's checking this billionaire claim, and. Like, they have Epstein, they called him a billionaire, and then by the looks of it, his assets were like $400 million. I'm not saying that's a small amount of money, but it's less than half of a billion. And so I just don't know. Who's a billionaire, who's not? What's that?
I had not gone into his net worth.
It's just something I heard once. I guess that people don't know what a centimillionaire is, and
well,
so we don't use that term.
With the people we're talking about, that we will talk about, we haven't talked about them yet, they have control of publicly traded companies, and you know how many shares they have, so you can extrapolate from that.
Mm. I think people use it as shorthand. Millionaires and billionaires. Because a millionaire at this point isn't much. You know, the dollar's been pretty well devalued to where a millionaire isn't that impressive of a thing.
I guess it's your point of view.
I think that there are people that have probably worked for a living, which is to say that they didn't have their own business, who didn't do like mogul-style real estate investments, who paid off their house in, say, California. So, you know, now they own a... What's that?
Florida.
Yeah, some in Florida, but probably... I mean, just your average house in California. You pay it off and you're a millionaire.
Do you know what the average house price is in Bradenton, Florida, where you come from, on 12th Street East, where all the shootings are? Not all the shootings, because we got a lot.
We're just talking about one street, the average house price on a street. Is that right?
That neighborhood. You know, a couple blocks either way.
So that is no doubt an S-hole. And my guess would be that those houses would be somewhere in the $250,000 range.
$300,000.
Okay.
So, that, and those are,
Those are S-holes, yep.
S-holes,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
don't want to go hyper-local on this, but that's
generalizing
a lot of money to me for those homes.
I get it. Houses cost too much in America. I get that, but I mean, you know, they're below the median house price in Manatee County by a long shot. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you find out? Did you confront this billionaire that was not the billionaire?
Why would I? How would I gain by taking a person that I call a friend? How would I gain by pointing out that he's not a
Well, then you would use reverse psychology. You would say, I am so proud that you're my friend that I've always wanted to know a billionaire, and I'm proud and happy for you that you are one.
He'd probably tell me, you could be a billionaire too. All you have to do is claim to be one.
Oh. Well, then you would have validation in your theory.
We certainly would.
All right. Well, I know there's been times that I was not a hundredaire.
Certainly, I remember those times myself.
Yes. All right. But back to where we started, or where I was trying to go from the starting point. Four very powerful billionaires, which is where you digressed on who is a billionaire and how I know these people are billionaires. And to not go over the whole thing, these people all have well-established ownership of equity in big companies.
I'm willing to stipulate that these men are billionaires. So I'm fine.
Peter Thiel, he was one of the founders of PayPal, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's been very active in politics. He supported J.D. Vance as senator in Ohio, and he's been supportive of President Trump when he was president. And generally the right-wing... funny thing about a lot of these billionaires, they support right-wing causes, which generally have a lot to do with low taxation and being able to retain wealth. And
I imagine they, more than anyone, realize that taxes are a large drag on your growth of your money. When I see that 60% of Americans can't put their hands on $1,000, the first thing I think isn't, well, Americans just aren't making enough money. It's in fact that they just don't know how to manage their own money.
Well, I would say a lot of it is that even with $15 an hour wages, if your housing cost is close to $2,000 a month, it's very hard for you to put aside $1,000, because that's not even including food or gas or some of the other things.
Especially when you make excuses for yourself. Excuses for failure.
Don't make excuses for yourself.
I guess I've been that poor before, and I know that it was possible for me to do otherwise, and I did.
You're making that $15 an hour, so you're making $30,000 a year or $32,000 a year. And you take even if you're not paying federal income tax, you're getting 7% plus your Medicare tax. You're getting about 8 or 9% taken off the top. So let's say you're getting maybe you've taken home $28,000 out of that $30,000. In addition to that, okay, let's just say you are just starting out, with your high school degree. You were wise not to have a child when you were that young and are still that young. And you're making your $30,000 a year, and you're taking home $28,000, and you're losing about 5 to 7% in sales tax. So you're at about $27,000. Now you divide that by 12, and you're at about $2,200 and $2,400.
Okay.
Then you get a quarter raise. Yeah. Quarter, 25 cent an hour wage. Maybe you're making $2,400 a month. And here in our hyperlocal situation, your one bedroom or even your studio apartment is going to cost you over $1,500 a month. And you're going to spend, I would say, even $5 a day for food, which is incredibly small. I would say.
Oh yeah, that would be way small.
Yeah. So, but $10 would be $300 a month. So somewhere between $150 to, let's say $300. Let's, you extravagant person that is spending $10 a day on grocery store supplies. Uh-huh. You're not even eating at the drive-thru. You are getting the hamburger helper and using half the amount of hamburger and spreading it out multiple meals. Okay, so then you're at, what did I say, 1,600. So now you're down to 400. Now you got to pay your power bill, which is going to be $100.
Easily.
So now you're at 2,000. Now you get your gas, and maybe you're a prudent person, and you're trying to better yourself or something like that. And maybe in that $150 you have of margin at the end of the month on your $15 an hour wage. How are
the
you?
The person who says that they cannot save because they don't make enough money, and the person who says that they must save because they don't make that much money, are both correct.
All right. Well, Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Mark Andreessen don't have those problems, Mark.
They've got different problems.
Yes, they do. How do we live forever?
Okay.
And oppress the rest of the people while we...
I can't wait for these guys to figure it out so that the price drops so that I can then afford it.
I don't know if that's going to happen fast enough for you.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'm rooting for them.
Good for you. These people, I'm trying not to quote them because the writer of this article is interspersing with quotes from historian Timothy Snyder.
Okay.
But the writer of this article calls them technocrats. See, I always thought technocrats were like the people that run the government and with the real technical jobs.
Yeah, I would have thought that same too. That's just sort of,
You know, all the wonky stuff.
Yeah.
But by that same token, it turns into the influence of the technocracy movement. I call them technocrats in recognition of the influence of the technocracy movement, founded in the 1930s by Elon Musk's grandfather, Joshua Haldeman. And I thought he was from South Africa, Elon Musk.
That's what I thought, too.
I wonder if Gramp was. Maybe Gramp was just a citizen of the UK. I don't know.
Well, I mean, lots of Englishmen down, or people with of English descent down in South Africa.
Now, the next sentence is important when people want to talk about the elite and they that control things. The technocrats make up a kind of interlocking directorate of Silicon Valley, each investing in or sitting on the boards of others' companies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So let's say, let's go back to the other segment when somebody said, congratulations, hope you make a lot of money, and Nikki Haley, on your job at Raytheon and Lockheed.
Okay. That was,
let's say you're on the board of directors of Raytheon. Okay. Now, what happens if you're on the board of, say, Exxon? Now, you can't be on the board of every huge corporation, but your friend on Exxon is on the board of the directors of Goldman Sachs. And, you know, and you just keep going around the table to the industrial powers, to the, you know, GM, General Motors, and to the Microsoft and all these, until there's like... It's like playing the Kevin Bacon game. You're 6 degrees of separation from everybody in power. There gets to be a groupthink. You don't all have to sit around and say, oh, let's lower taxes. Nobody has to tell you that. Nobody has to tell you that we don't want to have tax on unrealized capital gains. I don't think you should either, but...
I don't think it's possible to tax unrealized capital gains. What's going to happen if you know, they tax me 1 year on my Bitcoin and then the next year it plummets? Are they going to then? What's that?
They'll give you a credit.
They'll give me a giant tax credit, and then the next year it goes up, and then it comes down, and what a ridiculous mess that is.
But you don't have to tell them probably either that, oh, it wouldn't be good for me if my company got unionized. So there's a group thing that doesn't have to be a conspiracy.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, like, people in certain positions benefit from certain government policies. Sure.
And so there might even be a group thing among people, like, I don't know, say Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Mark Andreessen, that, wow, if we had some technology to modify our DNA and our genetic makeup, that could be pretty good for me in a few years.
Yeah, I think everybody would say that.
Yes, if they could afford the process.
Yep.
Anyway, these American oligarchs are controlling access to billions of users on Facebook, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, WhatsApp, includes 80% of the U.S. population. Not the oligarchs aren't 80% of the population, but the people that use their stuff are 80% of the population.
Uh-huh.
So you probably wouldn't need a whole lot of group think to think, wow, we could influence public opinion pretty easily here. Anyway. The future they are now selling us, this again is by the author. However, crypto fortunes, the merger of the human and computer via AI, and the prospect of spending our lives in the metaverse, I can't even talk anymore, Mark, we've been going on, or on Mars, that's a lie. The alternative reality these men are focused on is a world of techno-determinism. One in which AI may eventually do all the real work and a large number of humans may be rendered useless to society. And before I go in a little farther and let you have your say here, I think this is incredibly optimistic because they go on to say, so the rest of us, the little people, we'll be kept busy in the metaverse until we die off. What makes you think it's worth the effort to keep us happy in the metaverse? One good famine. Problems are solved.
Well, I don't know. I do agree that it is difficult to imagine how the problems of the future will be solved. And that with AI and, say, robots or, you know, something like that, taking away the jobs of some, that we will, you know, like, the world's going to look different. However, I think that that's a separate issue from the rich living longer than the poor. And, I can just see the made-for-TV movie here. You know, this is perfect for, you know, like, this separates the, it clearly separates the haves and the have-nots. Because it's clearly going to happen. But I would remind everybody of plasma TVs. I remember when I moved to Keene, New Hampshire in 2006. I left the beautiful sun close to Florida for the frozen tundra of New Hampshire. And I brought with me my big screen TV. Now, what that meant then was this giant box that was probably something like 5.5 feet tall. And
projection TV?
Something like 2.5 feet deep. And required two men to pick up. Two young strapping men. Not two fools like you and I. Old fools.
Thank you for including me.
You wouldn't carry this thing. You'd be a fool if you did. And so, you know, at that time, plasma TVs were probably just a prototype. That's not that long ago, 2006. I mean, we're talking less than 20 years. And now, you will be hard-pressed to find a cathode ray tube TV. You'll have a hell of a time locating one. In 16, 17 years, it's completely changed. If you remember when the plasma TV came out, now we call them LCDs or whatever we call them, LEDs, I don't know. And when they came out, they were like $10,000 a piece. no way that, you know, this is, how come the rich people get to watch TV on this flat thing with the, this is a really great,
you know what you were saying?
Detail and all that sort of thing. Well, what I'm saying is that now the poor people have the same thing. That I went to Sam's Club or whatever and bought one of these, a big one. A big one. It was like 55 inches for $500.
Oh, you overpaid.
And so that's what's going to happen with age extension too, is that as the rich people pay for it, and because all of them are going to want it, the guy who's a little richer than the technocrats is going to want to live forever too, and they're going to be, and a doctor's going to be like, well, yeah, I'll do that for you, and he'll give him the treatment. Of course, the doctor gets the treatment, and it just continues to trickle down the ladder until somebody who's of average income can afford it too, in the U.S. And then the U.S. is the bad guy because the people in Africa can't afford it.
I don't know if it really plays out that way, Mark.
Name the thing that people actually want that has managed to stay in the hands of the elites for
gold-plated toilets?
What's gold-plated toilets? That's not it. That's, I don't want one. That's silly. My toilet does everything a gold-plated toilet does.
Well, if I had everything else, then I might want a gold-plated toilet. And I haven't got everything else yet.
Right. I do agree that gold is a scarce resource.
It hasn't trickled down because I'm still plenty of stuff that hasn't trickled down to me before I get to trickle in a gold-plated toilet.
I will agree that gold is a scarce resource. You've conceded.
A message from one of our sponsors that we must play, and it is much more optimistic than the future we are about to paint. So you want to listen to this. You're listening to Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network.
A friend of mine wrote a book, and I'm going to read an ad for it. Are you ready to explore a groundbreaking alternative to traditional state structures? Discover Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State by Calvin Duke, available now on Amazon in three formats. Don't miss the chance to explore this well-researched masterpiece, available in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine read the audiobook, too. It's not the best audio, but, hey, you know, it's easier than reading, and that's available on Amazon. Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State, is a must-read for those seeking a new perspective on governance, efficiency, and individual freedom. You grab your copy today and be part of the conversation that challenges the status quo and changes libertarianism forever. Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State, available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. Get yours today and explore a future beyond convention. Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State by Calvin Duke.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A news update. A new Rutgers Ipsos poll suggests GOP voters may be more open to Ron DeSantis following the first Republican debate.
The poll, taken 2 days after the primetime debate in Milwaukee, found that around half of the Republicans who followed the event were more inclined to a bid from the Florida governor. DeSantis has been running a distant second to former President Trump in current polls for months. I'm Brian Shook.
Recent Canadian wildfire smoke is blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. That included Delaware, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. I'm Brian Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. And here in our last segment, we're wrapping up. I'm Henry Reins.
I'm Mark Edge.
We're wrapping up. Unlike the four billionaires that we were talking about, Thiel, Zuckerberg, Musk, and Andreessen, who are looking at other ways to prolong their life forever, some things just need to come to an end. And that's how I feel about the third hour of most radio shows. But for these other billionaires that want everything the way they want to have their things, they're the type of people that like the kind of things the way they like them, and they like them when they like them like they like them. Four of the projects they are pursuing, which they like, or to address the visions, will need tens of trillions of dollars, parentheses, mostly public, investment capital over the next two decades. The first project, supported by Andreessen, Thiel, and Zuckerberg, I guess Musk isn't too much on board with this, is Web3, a virtual world, the metaverse.
I don't know that he's totally in the club.
Accessed by virtual reality headgear, which, despite all the clear benefits that it promises, may end up converting the free web into an online theme. So a little editorializing here by the author of all this. So let me get to the money statement of this paragraph in more ways than one. The second project is the support of cryptocurrency. As Adam Fisher, Israel's top-ranked venture capitalist, I didn't even know Israel ranks their venture capitalist, has pointed out, quote,
somebody's ranked their capitalist.
Yeah, so somebody, maybe it's
somebody's ranked their venture capitalist, yeah.
And really, what is he top rank? Is he the best bowler? Is he? Anyway, he is, quote, This is a quote from Adam Fisher. You know him. Top-ranked venture capitalist in Israel. Crypto is not so much an investment idea that aligns with the libertarian political ideology as it is a virulent strain of libertarian political ideology leveraging human greed through the blockchain. And I say to you, Mark Edge, someone that was on the forefront of bringing knowledge about blockchain and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency to the public, what does that word salad mean that I just read?
It means that libertarians are bad, and that anything and that they're responsible for cryptocurrency, anything that they're responsible for must also therefore be bad, and that I really like it when my particular brand of liars and thieves are in control of the money supply. So I am willing to give the other brand of liars and thieves control every once in a while so that I can hope for the best as far as my liars and thieves go. And screw those libertarians.
Well, okay.
If there's one thing that Republicans and Democrats can agree on, is there will be no third party.
Yes.
I agree on that.
I agree with that.
I agree with them that because they believe that so strongly, that it will be true.
Well, I think from a mechanical point of view, it can't happen. Because they've already...
Happens in almost every other country.
Right. That's why our founding fathers, may God rest their souls, when they brought the U.S. Constitution down from the mountaintop and handed it to Moses, along with the Ten Commandments, that's why it was designed to enshrine the power and tightly defined groups.
Well, I think you're being facetious when you say it, but what I will...
The
response I would give to that is why did we get rid of the League of Women Voters control over the presidential debates? And the answer to that is because the League of Women Voters could not be trusted to keep Ross Perot out. And that it was possible up until the 1992 election for a third party candidate to, you know, get up on the stage and debate. And if that was possible, then it was possible for the American people to vote for them. But now that will never be the case again. It's fixed. So forget.
Well, I don't agree with you because we already have a third party movement in this country for the 2024 election, but it is not for expanding the idea or the contrary views. We're going with the No Labels Party, which is designed to designed to for the conventional candidate, the one that is bipartisan, to prosper. At least enough to gain money for a campaign, get his or her profile raised, and avoid being not reelected in West Virginia. So, on that note,
I will go ahead and support any third-party candidate who's running. At this point, I mean, like, I don't even care what they're running, what their platform is.
So you would support Joe Manchin.
Somebody can beat the duopoly. Joe who?
Joe Manchin, the West Virginia senator. Okay.
I'm sorry.
By the way, through the magic of... We're sort of like these technocrats ourselves. And Mark and I have a video stream going to each other. But sometimes it gets a little out of sync, and that is why I was going, whoa. Anyway, what I saw here, it says it's an investment idea that aligns with libertarian political ideology. It is not that, but it is a virulent strain of libertarian political ideology. And I think that they really needed some other adjective before the first half of that sentence. aligns with libertarian political ideology as it is a virulent strain of libertarian political.
It does sound repetitive. I noted myself.
Yes. Almost paradoxical or redundant. I don't know which.
I don't think it's redundant. Is it virulent? I don't know whether it is. Does it spread? It spread to some, that's for sure. But I think that Bitcoin at its core is democratic. It requires enough people using it to be effective. And if the people want to use a different currency than the United States government's petrodollar, then why shouldn't they be able to?
Or why shouldn't they use a cryptocurrency that sort of represents a democratic control, or at least a representative control of the will of the holders of such cryptocurrency, much like Dash? This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org. Wow, I don't think I could have said that better myself. Well, we haven't even scratched the surface yet of the real sinister part of these oligarchs' plan. Their third project involves supporting Elon Musk's $10 trillion pipe dream of sending humans to live on Mars. By the way, that seems like it's just obvious editorializing, and by the way, of this author. But
I'm wondering if this author is an AI that is like, you know, write a hit piece on billionaires.
No, could be. Or it could be AI that's already taken over and is trying to propagate itself.
Right. Wants to make sure that humans die at 80.
Once we get to trust the pseudonym of this AI, then it will really invoke the final phase of its plan. And the final phase of that plan just happens by coincidence to be the fourth part of this, which is the heart of a concept that is dear to Peter Thiel. That is transhumanism. And to understand, this is again the author, not my words, what could well be the biggest lie of big tech requires a deep dive into the social movement, which is focused on R&D for, quote, human enhancement technologies. I got hearing aids in my ear canal.
Yeah, one wonders.
What's that?
Right. I'm wearing glasses. I'm wearing glasses. Am I transhuman? I think that the transhumanism and life extension are linked. And, I mean, think about it for a second. If your heart stops working and you get yourself one of those automatic hearts or whatever, the Heart-O-Matic 4000, then, you know, you're transhuman. And as things, I mean, presumably we will need fewer and fewer human hearts to solve the lack of heart problems or whatever. And that we'll be able to make other organs and these sorts of things. And then, I mean, how long can we keep a brain in a jar on a remote control car? How long can we keep that thing going? I don't know, but at some point or another, people will keep paying for that.
Well, why would you keep the brain in the jar if you just transfer the consciousness into a program?
I think that's an interesting idea, but that sounds more science fiction than anything else. Like, if the brain contains the consciousness, and we sort of believe, and we pretty much believe that. I mean, there's probably some people who don't. But if the brain contains the consciousness, and you can keep it in some kind of rejuvenation juice in a jar, right? Like, that makes sense to me that it's your consciousness. But The idea of taking your consciousness and putting it into a computer sounds as much to me like, sounds as doable to me as teleportation a la Star Trek. That, you know, the old brain has now been obliterated, atomized, and that a new brain that is acting like the old brain has taken its place.
It's a better brain. It's a faster brain.
Yeah, well, sure.
Think about that. If you could, if your every thought, every action you took was stored in memory, there would be a program that could simulate the reactions that you've had over your lifetime and recreate it in simulation.
Absolutely. 100%. I'm not saying it's not a good reproduction. What I'm saying is that it's a reproduction. It's not the same thing. So, for instance, if I decided I want to live in a fantasy online, you know, at age 90 because my body's given out. So give me a fantasy online. And in that fantasy online, I wish to reincarnate Hazel T. McDonald, my grandmother, whom you have met, who has now been passed for, you know, 3 decades.
I don't think they were recording her consciousness.
They weren't, but let's say that they can do a pretty good job from my memories and, you know, whatever pictures we've got and things like that. And I don't think they'll do as good of a job of her as they would, say, of my mother, who still lives, but, you know, doesn't want anything to do with all this weird technology stuff. You know, like, say I want to build her
up. Infant child that was starting to be monitored from the get-go.
Sure. They'll be able to do a great job of me.
Consciousness would have all your memories, too.
I was just talking to Ian this week about why in the world do we have to continue doing shows when AI already knows what we're going to say and can already take our voices and simulate them. Why can't we have Free Talk Lives, Ian and Mark, on the same show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, talking about libertarianism?
I don't know. Why did you ask me to do it if we can do it?
All I'm saying is I don't believe that that it's going to be some time before I
accept. So I can be replaced?
That someone's mind can be replicated onto the internet.
My daughter Janet has already made an anecdotal appearance on the show this week, so she might as well do one to close out. So she's been writing, using ChatGPT to write some marketing materials for something that she's associated with. And it's been doing some pretty good job.
I hear that's great with that, yeah.
Marketing. And so she wanted to, with one of her more recent efforts, she wanted a good quote as sort of a lead, as sort of a hook line right at the beginning. And she asked it to find a quote, and she was looking for a legitimate quote that she could cite in the material. And ChatGPT came back to her with just a credible quote for what they were trying to accomplish. And so she asked ChatGPT, who said this? And ChatGPT said, I said it.
I'm glad it's taking credit for it, rather than just attributing it to someone who's close. I really, you know, I think that's fine. Once it gets enough quotes, then people will use it as a source, right?
Yeah. You know, ChatGPT has been widely accepted in the legal profession because a lot of contracts can just be recreated, and then the attorney just acts as a proofreader.
Well, that's been that way for some time, really.
Well, boilerplate, et cetera, but...
Yeah.
What has recently happened is it being used for filings and briefs on cases that are, you know, going to go in front of the judge. And what they found on more than one occasion, somewhat more frequently than you would want this to happen, and of course you wouldn't want it to happen ever, but in the brief, the AI just makes up case law and cases. Mm-hmm. And you go to research the case for more citations, and you find out that the case that was put into your briefing, your brief as a citation, does not
exist.
So it just goes to show you, AI is very creative.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Somehow we got off the transhumanism and the human enhancement technologies. And I know what I wanted to say, because a lot of people, and I guess this probably is maybe even for fairly young adults, is too old to be a good cultural reference. But the Borg in Star Trek Next Generation, that's where the Borg were introduced. I don't keep up with all the different Star Trek shows now, but do the Borg still appear in Star Trek?
I don't know. I don't keep up with Star Trek either, but yes,
you know who
really,
the Borg are, right?
I enjoyed them very much in Next Generation, yeah.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
It's great.
What gets me is we all take the idea or the impression that being a Borg isn't fun. Being a Borg gives you the ability to multitask like nothing ever before. You could be there chasing Captain Picard down the hallway, right? Trying to capture him. At the same time, you're on the holodeck on your metaverse vacation. You could be having simulated sex at the same time you're torturing Captain Picard.
I suppose.
Right. In fact, you could be having multiple vacations while you're torturing Captain Picard.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. So it's a brave new world, and you should embrace it.
Yes, I should.
Yeah, I see you're not buying into this one bit.
No.
Four projects, the metaverse, crypto, interplanetary colonizations, transhumanism, not to mention AI, are all a threat, according to this author, and all we will become is a human and machine meld into a new species of cyborg. And you'll be leaping tall buildings with a single bound.
Yeah, I think I can see this more so, but like, imagine for a second that they needed, let's say they needed, somebody to run an excavator. And the best person for that is one of these people that's kind of disembodied, right? Maybe they just put you into an excavator and you're working all the time.
Oh, like a Transformers.
Except we couldn't get the Transformers to work much.
Well, you didn't have the right job for them.
Seems like they're just busy fighting Decepticons to me.
If your job was to simulate a Volkswagen Beetle, you might want to do it all the time.
Well, Bumblebee did that for. He seemed to like the kid he hung out with. The kid he hung out with. I can't remember what the last name was. I'm sorry, I'm not a Transformers fan.
There was a kid there?
Yep, there was.
Was it Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, that guy. That's the actor, not the character.
Well, you see what happened to him.
The internet chased
him around as a Transformer than as a human. He's had his problems. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't wish that on anybody, because that would be me wishing for the transhumanism of someone. And we're all about the embodiment of humans right here at Free Talk Live on Reins and Edge on the network. Mark, what else is happening with you this week?
Just poking around Tegucigalpa.
Oh. Oh, you know, by the time we talk again, President Trump will have probably be out on bail.
Yeah, we'll get yet another mugshot of him.
We have more than one?
Yeah, I think I've seen what I would consider a mugshot of Donald Trump.
All right.
Maybe it was AI generated.
What's your prediction for the coming week? What are we going to want to talk about? We're going to want to talk about that. We're going to totally ignore it. We're going to go off on pickleball technique or.
Well, I must say that I am I'm a fan of pickleball. I wish I could play more than I do, but I think it's great. I think it's a great sport, and that it gets people moving who would not otherwise be moving. I know people like to poke fun at it.
I got into that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did get me into it, and I like it. You're much more into it than I am, but nonetheless.
I was hoping that you would kick something back to me, as we fill these last 2 minutes, I could just tell the audience how much we love them and think about them during the week, and we'll be working hard to bring them the best stories we can. But I'll let you say that.
Well, I do hope that we can bring them the best stories as possible, and certainly, Free Talk Live has always tried to bring the very best in content to them. It looks like some people have been AI generating mugshots of Donald Trump, some of them without hair. I love these. If you look up Donald Trump mugshot, you will get some interesting pictures.
And are you sure these aren't the real thing?
But Donald Trump is definitely not going to go bald.
But I did see Rudy Giuliani's mugshot.
Okay.
And it looks like it's the real mugshot, and it looks like a caricature of him. They do have a nice background for every photo. So there's the logo, I guess, of the law enforcement there in the
County Sheriff's Department, yeah.
Yeah. And Giuliani is sort of hunched over. What's the character on The Simpsons that owns the nuclear power plant? Doesn't have as long as him, but he has the same posture as him.
That was what I was thinking when I was looking at him, too. This is whatever his name is the one that's always making a little sort of steeple with his hands. He looks like that.
And then Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff of President Trump, he was trying hard not to have to go in, but the judge said, nope, you're coming in, and he posted his bail. He has that look. It's like when something's happening to you and you're supposedly, like, looking at it from above, like it's not really you. That's the look on his face as they're taking his photograph there at the Cobb County facility.
I can imagine you feel very betrayed as one of these guys. You're thinking that Trump was going to be able to protect you, and then it doesn't look that way.
No, I think it's because he rolled over on Trump on the federal cases. Now he's got a roll over and drop a dime on Trump all over again in state court in Georgia. Been listening to Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network.
Do you prefer Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.